Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Matthew 6, verse 13, we read, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." The Word for Today is the third in our series on handling temptation. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Understand this, Satan is always trying to lead you into temptation, whereas the Holy Spirit, who lives within you, is always trying to deliver you from temptation. It's informative that while the devil is named the tempter, he's also named the accuser. Revelation 12 verse 10 says, "For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down." There's no such thing as fair play with the devil. As soon as he gets you to give in to temptation, he'll switch hats and he'll try to convince you that because you've yielded to it, you're beyond God's grace and redemption. But Satan is a liar and there's no truth in him. It's only when you deny your sin and reject God's mercy that you're beyond redemption. The Bible says in 1 John 1 verses 8 and 9, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Some people are delivered from temptation instantly. Others battle for a long time before finding deliverance and victory. It's never a matter of God's unwillingness to extend grace to us, but of our inability to receive it. So whether you come the easy way or the hard way, as long as your desire is to come to God, He will, as 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Handling Temptation, Part 3. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.